You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
It feels to me like Big Brother is being put in his place this morning. And I reckon it's brilliant. I mean, maybe not completely in his place, but we're getting there. With this announcement by the government that's going to make it easier for us to get loans and mortgages by giving banks and finance companies more flexibility to decide how they assess whether someone can afford a loan or not. And it's going to do that by getting rid of 11 pages of stupid regulations that were introduced in December 2021. You know the ones I'm talking about. The ones that made it quite all right for banks to check how often you use Uber Eats and Netflix when you want a loan. All that nonsense. Last government, they brought it in to crack down on loan sharks. Eventually, they realised it was a bit of a cluster. Eventually, started to ease things a bit, but the current government stepping in and getting rid of all that nonsense completely. I saw a guy on the news last night. You might have seen him too. He's involved in the lending game. And he said when those rules came in 2.5 years ago, the time it took to process a loan application went from 2 hours to 8 hours because of those 11 stupid pages. That's just the mechanics of it. The more important thing in all of this for me isn't about how long it takes to process a loan application, all of that. The important bit for me is how the government is basically saying, if you think you can do it, go for it. I mean, it's the banks and other lenders. They'll have the final say, of course, as they should. But with all these checklists put in place by the last government getting the heave-ho, hopefully we're heading back towards a time a little bit like when we first bought our place. All right, I'll take you back in time. We weren't all that long back from overseas, from living overseas. The money we'd made over there was spent on doing stuff over there, so we didn't come back with any big nest egg to spend on a house. Maybe we should have, but let's not get into woulda, coulda, shoulda. Don't want to start a week doing that. So we had a chat to the bank, found a house, went to the auction, ended up buying the thing and managing to pay what was, compared to the deposits that have been required in recent times, a pretty small deposit. And there we were, in our first home. And we did it because we backed ourselves. Yeah, the bank, they backed us too. But we knew that if we needed to cut back on spending to pay the mortgage, that's what we would do. Didn't have the bank saying, how many flat whites did you buy last week? None of that nonsense. Bear in mind too, that this was about a million years ago. And things like Uber and Netflix hadn't even been invented. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. We backed ourselves. The bank backed us. And sometimes the way things were done in the past, maybe it's not always bad. I mean, I don't know if the government's thought about it this way. But these changes in the lending rules actually deliver on the rhetoric we heard from, well, National especially, before the election about New Zealand and New Zealanders needing to back themselves more. And when you back yourself, you don't overthink things. Because when it comes to buying something like a house, you actually don't have to go overboard on the overthinking department or in the overthinking department. Yep, what, local schools, they can be an important factor. Transport routes, all that stuff. But when it comes down to it, keep it simple. Do you like the house or the apartment? Yes. Do you want to buy it? Yes. Are you confident you can pay the mortgage? Yes. Do you know what will happen if you can't pay the mortgage? Yes, the bank will take it off me. Great, you're good to go. But with these 11 pages of regulations that the government's getting rid of, with these, it's overthinking central, and good on the government. Labor, though, doesn't think so, of course. It's saying today that these changes are going to put people at greater risk of being ripped off by loan sharks. My response to that is that if decent lending operators are more free to lend money, then people won't need the loan sharks, which is exactly what Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Andrew Bailey is saying. And I like what I'm hearing from him today. But there's always a but. It's not a big enough but. That sounded a bit weird, didn't it? I know it's not a big enough but for me to say the government's doing the wrong thing. The question I've got, though, is whether this is actually the right time to be making it easier for people to go into debt or to increase their debt. You might have seen what New Zealand Herald business editor-at-large Liam Dan was saying at the weekend about the potential for 30,000 people to lose their jobs over the next year. He reckons the 3,000 that are already earmarked to go in the public sector reckons it's just the beginning, which is pretty grim. And this is what I want to get your thoughts on today. Do you support the government making it easier for us to borrow money? But also, given the current state of the economy, is this really the right time to be making it easier for people to go into debt or to increase their debt?
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to News Talk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.